This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Justice Department had a rough day yesterday. The Senate spent a couple of hours bashing the Attorney General before Republicans blocked a no-confidence vote on Alberto Gonzalez. And in Richmond, Virginia, a federal appeals court issued a scathing opinion calling the Justice Department's detainee policies unconstitutional. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this roundup.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez was expecting the abuse from Capitol Hill when the Senate debated whether to hold a no-confidence vote. The court decision out of Richmond came as more of a surprise.
I'm disappointed by the decision. Obviously, I haven't read the decision. It's an 80-something page decision. We've decided we're going to seek rehearing before the entire circuit.
The decision is 86 pages, including the dissent. It's about the only enemy combatant still being held in the U.S., and it's full of zingers, like the president cannot eliminate constitutional protections with a stroke of a pen. And for a court to uphold a claim to such extraordinary power would effectively undermine all of the freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution. The man at the center of this case is Ali Al-Mari. His lawyers describe him as a guy who moved with his family from Qatar to Peoria, Illinois, to get a master's degree. Attorney General Gonzalez describes him this way.
This is an individual that was in Osama bin Laden's training camp in 2001.
Al-Mari's been in a South Carolina military prison for 4 years without charge or access to a lawyer. The Bush administration says that's because he's an enemy combatant. But yesterday the court ruled he's not. He's a civilian entitled to due process rights no matter what the president says. Judge Diana Gribben-Motz wrote, "The president's constitutional powers do not allow him to order the military to seize and detain indefinitely Al-Mari without criminal process, any more than they permit the president to order the military to seize and detain without criminal process other terrorists within the United States, like the Unabomber or the perpetrators of the Oklahoma City bombing." Jonathan Hafitz is Al-Mari's lawyer.
This is a landmark decision that affirms the right of all individuals in this country to habeas corpus, and rejects the administration's attempt to detain people indefinitely without charge.
Habeas corpus is the right to challenge one's imprisonment. Yesterday's ruling held that Congress violated the Constitution when it passed a law last year denying habeas corpus rights to people like Al-Mari. That part of the ruling could speed up a bipartisan Senate bill that would restore habeas corpus rights to any future enemy combatants in the U.S. and to detainees at Guantanamo. But habeas corpus was not on the Senate's mind yesterday. Instead, the hot topic was, once again, Attorney General Gonzalez.
"He has politicized this department to a degree not seen since the Nixon administration."
Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse was one of those arguing for a vote expressing no confidence in the Attorney General.
"You can say that this is just a partisan exercise, but it may take a decade to repair the damage that Attorney General Gonzalez has caused."
The Republicans who opposed the measure did not exactly defend the Attorney General. Instead, like Mississippi Senator Trent Lott, they criticized the decision to consider a largely symbolic no-confidence vote in the first place.
"The American people may not have particular confidence one way or the other in this Attorney General, but this is not an election of the Attorney General."
Before the vote took place, Gonzalez spoke at a federal law enforcement conference in Miami. He told reporters there that he's not paying attention to all the criticism.
"I am focused on sprinting to the finish line. The department's not going to stumble. We're not going to crawl to the finish line. The issues that we work on are, quite frankly, just too darn important."
In the Senate yesterday, Majority Leader Harry Reid used the same rationale to urge Gonzalez's ouster. "The Justice Department's work is too important."
"The Department of Justice's credibility is shredded, its morale is at an all-time low, and the blame for the tragic deterioration lies squarely on the shoulders of two people, the President of the United States and the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez."
In the end, Democrats needed 60 votes to act on the resolution. They got 53, including six Republicans. 38 senators opposed bringing the measure to a vote. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.